Welcome back. It's The Drive with Matthew, Jimmy, and Chuck on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5. Brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown. We are on Twitter at ESPN Radio Lex.
Don't be banging stuff around. I said don't.
Oh, sorry.
Are you either? What is going?
I shouldn't throw the hand sanitizer.
Oh, my Lord.
We got cats in the studio.
Well, it's a...
Yes,
we got Rafael Esparza on the line, which makes me really happy so I don't have to deal with you two clowns. Hi, Rafael.
How's it going, gentlemen?
It's great. These two were like throwing stuff around the studio. It's like homeschooling two toddlers here.
Well, it's a good time because you can also fire them because there's a lot of people looking for jobs.
Temporary job. Yeah, that's what we should do.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Except unfortunately, I'm in charge of the station, so.
Yeah.
He said, look at me.
There's that, Rafael. Stop it, Sean. Holy cow, Rafael. I put up with this every day. He, of course, it's at VSI Doc Sports or at Doc with an S, sports, or at BetMyBookie, or DocSports.com with no S. Can't we make all those the same, Rafael?
I wish, but people hire me, and they tell me that they want to keep their tagline, so when I add their name.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. Totally acceptable. All right, we love speaking to you anytime, even when there's no quote-unquote sports going on, live sports, that most of us are aware of. But there are things that we can talk about in terms of putting some change down on them. We have horse racing going on still, right?
Yeah, tomorrow you got the Oakland Stakes tomorrow. They have some two big stake races at the Oakland Park. Gulfstream has still been going. If you're really desperate, you can bet Los Alamitos, where they have 10-year-old horses running around.
10-year-olds?
I've seen a horse that lost out one time that I think that was 6 or 7 years old that was still racing.
That's good. Geriatric horse racing.
It's
I love that.
Senior league softball.
I love that. Easy with the senior stuff, Jimmy. Well, so that's good. That, you know, that part of it, that there is still racing going on at some tracks. Of course, not the important ones here that we care so much about. But and that's, I guess that's still going pretty well for you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, I put up head-to-head matchups on every race that goes on in the state. So if you're looking for a head-to-head race at Remington Park on race 3, there's two head-to-head matchups you can bet there. So not only can you bet the win, place, and show, but you can bet a head-to-head matchup.
This is hardcore. I love this. I mean, and I'm thinking, do you feel like at this time of without those so-called live sports that we all love, are you working harder now because there's things that maybe you don't know as much about that you have to put up? Is it causing you to have to work harder?
Yeah. I mean, I was doing research last night, and people don't understand, but baseball starts tomorrow morning. The Taiwan Baseball League starts tomorrow, so there's a game at 5 in the morning. So we had money line, run lines, and totals on it. So here's me trying to find pitchers and trying to find who's on teams. And there's a lot of former MLB players on these teams and minor league players on these teams.
Tell us again which league this is.
It's the Chinese Taiwan CPBL League. It's their pro team. They have I think they have one game tomorrow morning at 5, which is the China Trust Brothers versus the Wuhan Monkeys.
Oh, this is one of the. It's amazing it comes this early in the season. That's a big matchup, right?
Monkeys all the way, man.
The totals are 12.5, so I think it's going to be an over game.
Wow. Okay.
The China Trust Brothers, their mascot is a.
Yeah.
What are the.
What?
The like the big elephants that are the mammoth, a woolly mammoth. Is
really?
What it looks like. Yeah.
Oh,
what it
cool.
Looks like. With a baseball hat on.
He's cool. A banker, though. He's a trust brother.
Yeah,
I like this. This is really good. Now, here's the big question: will you watch this game at 5 in the morning?
And can you?
I will be up because I'm doing horse racing that early in the morning because tomorrow's a big day. So if I can find it online, I'm definitely going to watch it, because what else am I going to watch? Reruns of the Bones or the Big Bang Theory? I'll watch some baseball.
And I mean, really, it's professional baseball. So if it is there, I think people would. If you're up that early, why not?
Absolutely. And they can play, those guys. Is it major league level? Probably not, but they can play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. If I could find a feed, I'm going to watch it. And there's two games on Sunday morning, so it should be interesting. And then Sunday, you got those two games, and you got the NBA Horse Tournament on Sunday.
Ooh,
yeah. Now, Sunday.
Well, we have odds on that.
This is a big deal, the NBA Horse Tournament. And I am not. I don't watch the All-Star game. I don't watch the skills contest. I don't watch any of it. But I'm going to watch the horse stuff on Sunday because I think it'll be really interesting. What kind of – oh, boy. This is my favorite part of Raphael. What kind of prop – do you have any prop bets on the horse stuff?
I'm working on prop bets because I just found out that they're not going to be in the same gym. They're either – you have to make a shot of where you can play at, if it's outside or inside.
Right.
So Trey Young in his home court gym versus Chauncey Billups, and maybe outside in his gym. So it's going to be very interesting how they do that. So I might put some dogs and cat action in there. Will it rain on someone or something like that? But of course, Trey Young's huge favorite over Chauncey Billups in round one. He's a minus $2 favorite.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be? He's just going to take half-court jump shots.
And if you're outdoors taking a half-court shot, wind is a factor.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Oh, this'll be awesome.
As long as it doesn't get canceled, because the UFC getting canceled last minute, it was like a shot to the heart. I was so ready for it, and then they just took it from us. So they can't take the horse from us. They better not.
For UFC, let's face it, the mouse took that away from us. If UFC never signed that ESPN contract, I can guarantee you Fox would have probably still.
Yeah. That's what happens when you want that. There was a big payday they got, but this is what happens. You're no longer in control like you thought you were. So, unfortunately. With this horse thing, what is there a chance that it could get, like, are there any factors to where that could get canceled? Is that a thing?
If this NBA horse competition gets canceled, there's no way, because they've already doing ads on TV, on ESPN. And let's face it, the ESPN already shown them play video games against each other. That thing can cancel. So I just don't see this NBA horse thing, unless for some odd reason, if some of these guys are playing outside and it's raining, then maybe that matchup might be postponed for another day. But I just don't see this thing being canceled.
You know what? If it's raining, tough noogies. I mean, it doesn't matter. We played in playgrounds when I was growing up, and we played in the rain. It doesn't matter. Suck it up.
Oh, I agree, but I think this thing 100% plays. Let's face it, it's Easter Sunday. You know what the ratings are going to get for people watching this, because we're still stuck at home?
Oh, yeah.
There's no canceling that.
Yeah. This will be awesome.
I'm ready for it.
Anything else that we can maybe drop some coin on?
No. As of right now, no. I think with UFC canceling, I would not be shocked if they're ready to go for UFC 250. I think it's May. I want to say May 9th or something like that. I think that has really good to go, because let's face it, he had a place to go. He had to play TVs. He had the flights already. The fighters are ready to go.
Yeah.
I think UFC would be the first U.S. state sports that would be shown on ESPN, because the last one was in Brazil. I still think that one goes sometime in May. And then that's a good thing for baseball and golf and NASCAR to jump on board, because all we need is just one sport to break the tape and say, hey, this is how we're going to do it. This is how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And I think other sports follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. I think we're still a little ways away from that, but I think ultimately that's what'll happen. Before we let you go, what about the NBA 2K stuff or all that?
Yeah, we people can't get enough of this. They're betting on everything and anything when it comes to simulation games. We just added FIFA 20 simulations games. We
nice.
Do NBA 2K. Madden NFL games are, of course, the creme of the creme. We had over 1,000 people watching the game the other night, a Madden NFL game. And let's just say 2% of them had action on that game. It's a nice evening. Sometimes people are still betting.
It's a good thing my 16-year-old and my 13-year-old, who play all these games with their friends, I don't think Of course, I don't know because we're parents and we don't know what they're doing. But hopefully they're not betting on this stuff yet. I mean, maybe when they get to be, you know, a little older, but hopefully they're not doing because they're
knows
playing.
What happens on Twitch.
Yeah, they're playing a lot with these games. All right. Well, we'll check in with you again next week. And as always, stay safe. You're the greatest. We love having you on, and we're very grateful to you for doing it every week. Thanks, pal.
Not a problem. Stay healthy. And a three winner takes North America in the World Champions of Pinball -190.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, baby. Thanks, Raphael.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. You heard it.
Pinball betting.
Yeah.
Coming in with the fire.
I don't think anybody's done that since like the 70s.
We got a break coming up. Let's check that out. Okay.
Can we see a highlight tape?
Let's the three of us pool a little bit of change and maybe make a wager here on
Could
this.
Be
awesome. All right. We'll be back.
Flashback Friday.
The Drive on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.